Good morning, people of God. This is the Regina Perkins Show. This is your host of this morning show. This is Regina Perkins herself. I pray that your day is going well. I pray that God has blessed you this morning. As you woke up this morning, I pray that you've commanded your day, commanded your morning. I pray that all is going in your favor today. The Bible says he would compass the righteous with favor as with the shield. And I thank you for that shield of favor today, Father. And I pray that it surrounds your people today as they go in and out of their jobs, as they go to work, and whatever they may find themselves doing. Father, I pray, God, that you are with them today and that they're listening into your spirit, because you said your sheep know your voice and a stranger they will not follow. I pray that you all are having a great day. I just wanted to come on and encourage you this Friday morning and let you know that God is with you. I wanted to let you know, out of all of the things that you're going through today, and this word is for somebody, I know it was for me this morning, that no matter what you're facing, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're experiencing, and no matter how hot or fervent the trial may be, God is with you. God's watchful eye is right there. He's looking in. He's listening. He knows what's going on. Nothing is escaping him. He sees you in your most vulnerable state. He sees you when you're weak. He sees you when you're strong. He's just processing and watching and looking at you. And sometimes God wants to see just how you're going to walk through this trial, how you're going to come through this test. Sometimes I pray and I know God's listening to me and I don't hear him saying anything back. And I'm just wondering, Father, are you waiting on me to come up with the answer? Are you waiting to see what I'm going to do? Are you waiting to see how I will respond? Hallelujah. That's why it's always good. And we should know the word of God, that when we're in these times, that we can refer back to what God has already spoken unto us, that we can bring those things back up into our remembrance of what he said to us in the past. And so I just pray this morning that the Lord will give you the strength to continue. Don't give up. You're almost there. You're right in the middle of this trial that you're going through. And the thing of it is, it may be long. As he told Daniel, Daniel said, the thing that I was going through, it was long. And so it may be long, and it may look like that it's just an extended trial. But I want to let you know, keep your eyes on Jesus. Watch and see what he's going to do. Keep your eyes upon Jesus. He said, look unto him. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Keep your eyes looking to him, because he is a strong tower. And the scripture says the righteous can run to him and be safe. I know this is just a simple word, and I know it's something that you've probably heard before. But every now and then, when you're in those weak moments, when you're in those dark times, you just need to hear God tell you and remind you and let you know, guess what? I'm with you. I know it looks crazy. I know it looks like the enemy is throwing in everything. He's thrown in everything that he can think of. And it looks like he's about to take you out. But God said, I'm with you. And he said, if I be for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you? Who can stand against God? Who can stand against what he's already assigned for you? No one can, not even the enemy. So I pray this morning that God would strengthen your resolve this morning. I pray that he would encourage your heart, and that he would lift you up, and that he would keep you focused. That he would keep you focused. That's it. That's the word. Keep you focused. That's the word for today. Focus. Focus. I know that's coming, this coming. Focus. Keep your eyes on him. God told me the other night, and something that I'm getting ready to do. And I said, Lord, this is a huge undertaking. And I've already started the process, and I'm out here in the middle right now. And God said, you can't turn around now. It's like he told Peter, you already left the boat. You already left the shore. You're out here. You already left the boat. You're out here in the deep. And you can't turn around now, or you'll sink. So I pray this morning that encouraged your heart. It was just a short moment of something to meditate on. And allow the Lord to give you the strength to make it through the day. And I pray that God blesses you and that you keep your eyes upon him. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you today. I pray you all have a great day today. That I just wanted to encourage your heart today. Remember to go log on to log on to my website. I do have my e-commerce site up at this point. Website is coming up soon. If you want to go see the products that I have, I've taking pre-orders for the prayer storm. Oh, great. It's here. It's here. It's here. It's here. The prayer storm, and then the prayer storm box will be coming shortly. But you can log on to the Spiritual Lab, the spiritual-lab.myshopify.com. You can go there and you can see the books and the other products that I will be uploading soon. And you can pre-order. It will be on Amazon. I'm still working on some details and trying to get everything worked through and some kinks worked out. So I pray that you will have an opportunity to do that. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook. If you're not already, follow Regina Perkins. I have a profile there on Facebook. And I also have a profile for my show, The Regina Perkins Show. So go follow me, guys, and follow the things that I want to put up, do some teachings and things, and continue to listen in as God continues to grow me. I pray that you grow together with me. And I pray that you have a blessed day and that God meets every desire of your heart today. In Jesus' name, God bless.